Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, she's saying it's a start and that there is a long way to go, and they're going to see if it works. What we're talking about is a test case where city and county, which is what San Francisco is, gets to go to court and say if someone is just severely mentally ill, that they can start to move to do what they call a conservatorship, which is basically commit someone for an extended period of time. But there are an estimated 4,000 people out there with severe mental health, homeless, and drug issues combined. This would cover only about 55 of them. And here's why. This test program, in order to qualify, if you want to use that term, you had to have been committed 5150, that's what it says, an emergency hold on you for 72 hours in a psychiatric facility, 8 times in a year. So they go back over a year, and if you've been committed 8 times, that's once every 6 weeks, you've been determined to be a danger to yourself or others. That's really severe. So this is going to be the most severe, trying to get them into some kind of treatment,
Phil, who's
whether they want it or not.
I'm sorry, who's pushing back against this plan? Where's the protest been?
Well, the protest has been that advocates who say that, look, you can't force somebody into treatment. It has to be voluntary, that people have to want to go to it. Scott Weiner pushes back saying, listen, if somebody is sleeping in their own feces, if they have open sores around their bodies, if they're standing in the middle of the street screaming at traffic, they can't be the one to decide what's good for them. Others, people say no, that's their right, their civil right, and it's up to them. Now, there were pushbacks on the Board of Supervisors who agree with the latter more than Weiner's idea. But the mayor said that if you don't back this, then I'm going to put it on the ballot and we're going to vote on it as a city. And the other side, I think, was afraid of losing and that it would hurt them in other races, so they just backed off. So I don't have any vocal protest, Jeff. What I have is sort of resistance that's just been continued, and I expect to continue. There'll probably be challenges to it, court challenges and whatever. It's a tool that they're trying to use in San Francisco. If it works here, it may work elsewhere. If it doesn't work, then you're going to have to figure out something else, because the problem, I said, 4,000 of them, it's not going to go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.